And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm News Director Terry Frank. We resume our candidate forums this week with the spotlight on the Chautauqua County Clerk's race, and I'm joined in studio this week by incumbent Republican Larry Barmore. And Larry, first off, welcome back to the program. Great to have you.
Thank you, Terry. It's good to be here.
Larry, you have been county clerk for 7 going on 8 years now, a total of 2 terms. We're giving our candidates 2 to 3 minutes to give an opening statement about why they're running and their qualifications. So, Larry, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Terry. Well, the reason I'm running is I love this job. And, I don't know what I would do if I had to sit home and watch TV all day long. I love to come to work every day, and this is a great job, so I love what I'm doing, and I'd like to keep doing it longer. As far as my qualifications go, I mean, if we want to go back to before I was ever county clerk, I owned my own business for 40 years, and I worked for others before that. I've had lots of experience running businesses and managing people, and basically that's what the county clerk's job is. We're just a big business. It just happens to be government-owned. Going back before I started, Sandy Sopak was the clerk before I was. And once I decided I was going to run, I used to come into the office once or twice a week, and I worked with Sandy starting way back in May before we even had the election. Mm-hmm. I wanted to learn about the office and work with her on different things. And she was telling me about the state was starting a new electronic recording system for property records and all that. Well, I thought it sounded pretty good. So we worked together, and the first day you were allowed to start on the new system was my very first day on the job. Mm-hmm. So Sandy and I had everything all set up the very first day on the job. I implemented the electronic recording system, which saves mailing stuff to us. It saves attorneys money, saves them time. They just send it through the system, comes up on our computer. We don't have to scan all the paperwork into our system. It's already there. We push a button once we determine that it's in recordable form, and we're ready to go. And then in 2016, the state came out with electronic filing for the Supreme and County Court records. And they started out, you could do it if you wanted. They wanted a few counties to be guinea pigs, so to say. Mm-hmm. And, the e-recording worked so well. I said, yeah, we want to be part of the program. And Erie County and Niagara County were already signed up. I said, we can work together with these other two counties. And we get in trouble, we'll work together and figure it out. Well, it was pretty seamless, actually. And now it's mandatory. Unless you're an individual and you're coming in and filing a certain kind of case, every single legal thing we get comes through NYSEC. That's a New York State Electronic Court System. And we look it over, and if it's fine the way it's presented to us, and we just accept it. Here again, it saves attorneys money, saves time. They don't have to mail us large envelopes. I mean, some of these cases can run into hundreds of pages. It's pretty expensive to mail, right. And it saves us a lot of time. We don't have to scan them. So it's been a great system. I mean, we've reduced our paper load by 90% in the clerk's office in the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. And that's allowed me to not have to replace a couple of people when they left, because we don't have as much work. We don't need as many people. And we're saving about $70,000 a year in payroll and benefits.
How many people work for the clerk's office?
Well, it was 30 when I started. I think we're down to 28 now.
Oh, wow. We've been going through this COVID-19 pandemic for the past 18 months or so, and you oversee 5 departments. Are they all pretty much back up and functioning now?
Oh, yes. We're operating everything pretty much normally. The only thing that we have is, you know, the court system is still requiring masking, whether you're vaccinated or not. So anytime we need to go upstairs to the courts, you know, with paperwork or whatever, you know, we have to put our mask on. But other than that, everything's pretty much normal.
I did want to ask, because you talk about the electronic records keeping and integrating that into your operations. How much is done electronically now in all the departments, and how much more would you like to bring on board?
Well, we do everything we possibly can electronically right now, with the exception of the appellate division. Why we haven't made any changes there, I don't know, but I have been conversing with them in Rochester for a number of months now, and finally have convinced them that we need to do something. And just the other day, I was told that their IT department is working on a system right now where we can send stuff back and forth electronically, and we don't have to do this paperwork anymore. No. When you have a big case, it's always automatically appealed. Mm-hmm. And when it is, we have to bring up the case, everything that was mentioned in court, everything that was presented, and print it. Oftentimes, this is 2,000 and 3,000 pages we have to print. And then we have to mail it to Rochester. And when they're all done, they, you know, everything we sent them becomes part of their appeal proceedings, plus everything they add to it. So they send us the 2,000 or 3,000 pages back, plus whatever they've added, they mail it back. And then we have to scan it through our scanners into the system. It can take one of my ladies a day and a half of her time to do this. Well, I guess by the first of the year, we're finally going to have a new system set up where we can send everything back and forth through appeals division. And it's going to be electronic, and it's going to save us thousands of dollars every year.
Well, that's terrific news. You're listening to Community Spotlight here on the 6 Media One Radio Group stations. I'm News Director Terry Frank. Chautauqua County Clerk, the incumbent Republican, Larry Barmore, is my guest this week. Larry, I wanted to save this part of the program because one of the most visible departments for residents is the Department of Motor Vehicles, obviously. Mm-hmm. There are three offices. Your opponent has said you claim the local DMV reopened before any others in Western New York. However, he says Chautauqua County was actually one of the last. How did that all happen, and when did we reopen, and was it before the others?
Well, the governor gave us permission to open normally, except that we had to control the number of people in the office on May 24th. I sat down and spoke with the county executive back in the first part of April, and we decided that we were going to open back up on April 12th. So that was more than 6 weeks before the governor even told us we could open. So I don't know where Mr. Sally's getting his information. Maybe he's talking about something different, but it had nothing to do with the opening back up. And it was a very difficult time. It was frustrating. I was just as frustrated as all the people listening to us were frustrated because, you know, I'm a businessman. I want to give people good service, and everything the governor was telling us that we had to do was just the opposite of that. And we had, you know, you could do things not in a timely fashion. It usually took 2 or 3 weeks to get it done by mailing it in or putting it in a Dropbox. The governor made no provision whatsoever for getting a car on the road that you didn't buy from a car dealer. If you smashed your car up on the way home tonight and needed a new car for tomorrow, and saw that your neighbor had a car for sale and you purchased it from your neighbor tonight, it was going to take you probably 3 weeks minimum to get that car on the road. Wow. And that was just unacceptable.
Almost a month.
But there's nothing that we could do about it because that's the governor says, I don't care. It's more important that people don't die, then they have a car to drive to get to work. I don't think he actually said those words, but that was his intention. One thing that we did, though, many, and I mean many, people were mad and called me on the phone, and how am I supposed to get my car registered? And I spent many, many, many days, weeks, driving to people's houses and picking up their paperwork and taking it to the DMV forum and getting their car registered, their plates transferred, and then driving them back and giving them to them at their house. Now, I'm glad everybody in the county that had this problem didn't know enough to call me, because I couldn't have possibly done everyone. But
right. Was it just you, or did some of your employees help?
No, it was just me. Mm. And, you know, it's just one of those things I did because it needed doing. I mean, I used my car, my gas. I didn't turn my mileage in or my gases or anything else come out of my pocket, but it's something that I felt I had to do. And if somebody called me and they were really stuck for a way to get going, I took care of it.
I did want to mention also that your opponent said in that regard that, in effect, you were showing favoritism. Sounds like from what you said, there was no favoritism. You know, if somebody was able to get hold of you, you tried to help them.
Yeah, and I mean, not everybody knows to call me, or mm-hmm. not everybody gets mad enough to call me, or whatever. I remember when we first were forced to go into the appointment system, and of course, it filled up immediately. And there were people making 6 and 8 appointments and plugging up the system. And we just didn't have time to go through all that and get any work done. And then they wouldn't show up for any of their appointments. Mm. So we finally got to the point where if we recognized a name, and it was 2 or 3 times they hadn't come in, if we saw their name at the on the list at the beginning of the day, we just canceled their appointment. And if they showed up, well, you know what? It's your fault. But I remember I had this one elderly lady call me up, and she told me I was the most arrogant person she thinks she's ever met in her life. And I says, why is that? She says, you've got in your article here that if we don't know how to use a computer, we're supposed to find a friend or a relative that can make an appointment for us. And what makes you think I have any friends that know how to use a computer? Mm. So we talked back and forth for a while, and finally, I says, you know, ma'am, you do have a friend that knows how to use a computer. She says, yeah, who's that? I says, me. Mm-hmm. I says, here, I want you to write down my phone number. I says, and I want you to call everybody you know that doesn't have a computer and give them my name and my phone number. You tell them they need something done, call me. I'm your friend. I'm going to make the appointment for you. And I probably made 150 appointments for people, mostly elderly, wow. that don't have computers and didn't know how to use them. But you do what you have to do. And like
that's
I say,
what you call service.
This lady was mad enough to call me. Not every nice lady out there gets that mad, you know. But we do what we have to do.
Larry, I did want to give you a moment here at the end to talk about your endorsements. You are running on the Republican line, obviously. But talk about that and how people can find out more about your candidacy.
Well, I have the Republican endorsement and the conservative endorsement. I guess probably I need to get out a little bit more. As I'm getting older, it's harder to walk door to door. But, you know, I've been sending out notices in the mail. You know, there'll be some advertisements in the newspaper and advertisements on the radio. And, you know, if you just want to know what I've done or what I plan to do in the future, I mean, you can always call me at the office.
There you go. That's Chautauqua County incumbent clerk Larry Barmore. Larry, thank you so much for stopping by, and best wishes.
Well, thank you, Terry. Appreciate you having me here.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.